So if we take this portrait here, this is an image of Sybil with a pet lamb, Snowflake. This is the lamb that lives in the warm aga. It lost its mother.
Aww.
And there's always these small human personal insights into the business of farming that each of these women take extremely seriously. And those little moments of compassion and tenderness were really important to capture as well.
It has got a sort of intimacy about it, hasn't it?
Absolutely. There's a lot of moments like that that I tried to capture. Being with them all the time over long periods of time allowed me to do that.
When you're in that environment, you just feel very insignificant. You just feel you're part of something much bigger, and you're just there for a very short time because that landscape been there for thousands of years, and it's going to be there for thousands of years. So it's really the opposite of feeling in any way having any power over that land. You just, it has the opposite effect. It makes you feel very, very small and yet a very kind of integral part of it.
I wanted to capture their stories, their anecdotes, their memories, and also the trials and kind of struggles and challenges that they face. So when I walked with them and photographed them, I would have a voice recorder and I would ask them to tell me their stories.
When they come in from breakfast, before I was old enough to go to the hill, if they come in for breakfast, my treat would be I'd be allowed to go out by myself and look at the sheep, because when all these farms were farms, other people's sheep would be here.
Show me some more of the exhibition then.
If we take this portrait of Mary, she's at the Dalmally sales here, where she's selling her tops.
There are so many men, I think just a couple of women, sitting down behind her.
Yeah, I have great respect for the fact that everything is so public, and it must be a very daunting and intimidating day to make your business or make money in front of such a public audience. So, and here she has got this very male-dominating audience literally looking over her shoulder at what she's doing. I mean, it's interesting as an image because Mary looks incredibly poised and
very proud.
Almost. Very proud. She does, and she's concentrating, and I know she's self-conscious here, but I think she looks incredibly beautiful and in control. When people ask me where I was from, I'm very proud to be Scottish. I would talk about Scotland, but we would always have that hill and glen, that very romantic, picturesque view of Scotland in my mind. I'd lived away from Scotland for nearly 10 years, and I realised that I didn't know that landscape very well, other than as a visitor. I hill walked and I visited and I went there at weekends, but I'm not from a farming background. I've lived in cities all my life. And I really wanted to revisit Scotland and make work which was closer to my heart and closer to my home, and do that through the eyes of people who knew that land really, really well.
What do these photographs tell us about farming in Scotland today?
I hope they show us the varied landscape and the harsh conditions and the beauty of it to an extent, but also the real kind of raw nature of the landscape. Really, though, I hope they show us the human side. We drive through these hills and they're empty and they look very wild and unmanaged, but all of that wildness is the responsibility of somebody. And I really want to show the fact that these women have an incredible dedication and a duty almost, and that sense of responsibility is so profound and so humbling, really.